Hello, good evening.
Yes, good evening.
Oh, yes, sir. My name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us.
Yeah, I guess.
Great, sir. My first question to you would be, sir, is would you say that your home is a single-family home, a townhome, an apartment condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
It's a manufactured home.
I'm sorry?
And manufactured.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. And would you say you own or rent your home, sir?
We own it.
Great. And could you tell me what year was your home built?
That I can't. I don't know. I'm not sure.
That's okay, sir. Moving on. My other question to you would be is, well, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida? How many years?
Permanent resident? I would say 50 years.
5-0? Oh, my God. You sound really
young. 5-0, yeah. I come down. I was 14. I'm 64
okay.
Now.
Okay, sir. I thought you were like 20. All right. Have you or any
No, I'm 64, yeah.
So. Okay, sir. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, Category 4, Category 5 hurricane? Any of those?
When? Recently or?
No, in all your time in Florida, have you experienced any of those?
Oh, hurricanes? Yeah, I guess I've experienced a Cat 3.
Oh, okay. Do you remember the name and the year?
No, I don't.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir. Well, have you or any adult in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane? Would you say yes or a no?
No.
Oh, okay. How vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you say you feel extremely vulnerable?
I don't
vulnerable?
Feel any vulnerability at all. Zero. Less than zero. Yeah.
And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you respond, sir? Or how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters? Would you buy supplies and equipment? Would you evacuate? Would you call the insurance company? Would you drive to the home of a relative in Florida, a different area? Or would you not make any preparations?
It depends. You know, what are we talking about? A Cat 5 or a Cat 3? I mean, I live a bit inland. There's no trees close enough to hit my home. I guess the only thing, if I considered that it would be a cat three or a cat four, I probably would install some type of shutter system.
Okay.
But other than that, I'm not overly concerned. You'd have to be something, you know.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead to the next question.
Sure, sir. So let me be a little more specific. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, like 48 hours, or when a hurricane warning is issued?
Well, it depends on the hurricane. If you're talking a Cat 2, I won't do anything. I have a well. I have a generator, not a whole house, but a generator. But a generator can run the well, you know, so I'll have water. It can't run the air conditioning, but I have electricity enough to for the refrigerator. So I have a grill, you know, so it's really, I'm not overly concerned in that, you know, when am I going to be out of power for a day? I've been in Florida for 50 years. The longest I've ever lost power for was 8 hours.
No problem.
And I had a generator. So that's it, 8 hours. I was here for the 4 hurricanes that hit in, I think it was 2004. We got hit with 4 hurricanes. And, you know, like I said, that time, the most power I lost was 30 minutes. 30
okay.
minutes total. So by nature, my past experiences, I don't really do anything. I have a generator. That's, you know, power my refrigerator and power my water.
Oh, well, your feedback is welcome, sir. Moving on, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? You feel it's very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Of course we are. Anything we'd see on the news, I'm not, you know.
Oh, would you consider it then, in that case, very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Yeah, sure. But you know, no one knows for certain what a hurricane's going to do. You know, you follow me, you know, you're asking a definitive question with an ambiguous entity. It's just, you know, we don't know that. I was that one storm was supposed to hit, you know, back in 2004, it was supposed to hit south of Tampa, and then it just went before it got to the shoreline and made a sharp left and came up and and shot right across where I live. You know, it was, it's very unpredictable. So, you know, certain information, yeah, they can only give the information after it happens. So that's, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's okay. And, well, I just want to know, sir, three sources of information. Would you say internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, WhatsApp? Any three sources you have of these as information?
Well, I don't have any social media. And if I did have social media, I don't use that as a news source. But I gather my news from a couple of the local stations. Local meaning the ones that I can get on my channel. I that's from Gainesville, Fox News Network, Orlando Fox News Network, Newsmax for national news, Fox News for national news. And then I used to live in the greater Tampa Bay area. So I get my news from WFLA, WABC and WCBS. And Fox News in the Tampa Bay area. I scroll to each one on my phone, and the other ones I kind of use off the TV. Again,
TV.
Anybody who gets the news from social media needs to have their head examined.
No problem. Right. All right, sir. And moving on, we would like to know as well, sir, on a scale of 1 to 5, when 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness from a 1 to 5?
I guess maybe a 4.
Okay. And I want to know as well, how many of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane storm, sir? For example, a property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, cost of housing, loss of income or employment, transportation costs, or cost of insurance.
What are you talking about, from a storm surge?
No, sir. This is just a question of the surveys. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane?
Oh, no. We own our home outright, and in reality, we don't even need to carry insurance on it. We do carry a coverage on our home, but we don't have to. I mean, we've discussed it. You know, I'm not so...
All right,
we're paying for insurance because it's the wise thing to do, not out of fear or trepidation.
Okay, and moving on, sir. Well, I do have to stick to what most questions, stick to the answers that we have here. So my other question to you is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
All right. And moving on, sir, we would like to know, when would you evacuate? Would you say if a hurricane watch is issued 48 hours, or if a hurricane warning is issued 36 hours, or if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home, or if an emergency management officials ordered you to evacuate, or probably
okay,
never?
Okay, first of all, the emergency people can't order you to leave your home. They can tell you, but they can't order you. They can request you or say to you, you should leave. But no one, not even the President of the United States, can tell you to leave your home. That's in the Constitution. But be that as it may, I personally will never leave my home under no circumstances, none, zero. I stay. My girlfriend can take her. Yeah,
okay.
No, I will not leave, yeah.
All right, sir. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go, sir? Would you say to a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend or family, another location?
No, I would never evacuate.
Okay, no problem. And how many vehicles are available in the household, sir?
2.
All right, moving on quickly. We would like to know as well, sir, is what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I don't know. My girlfriend handles that. Are you with an insurance company?
No, sir. No, we're actually representing Opinion Research. It's going to be a brief service here, and your opinion does matter to me a lot. I'll be very quick. So how confident are you?
Trying to figure out that this is all about hurricanes. When you first started, I thought it was going to be a political thing because I'm getting a lot of those, and this is something I've never had a heart because you're asking a lot of questions in regards to insurance.
Yes, sir, but no, I'm not selling anything or anything. Let me just tell you that we're calling from FIU, which is Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction. So I'll be very
Okay, gotcha. All right, go ahead.
So moving on, sir. How confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would you say you're very certain you could probably come
certain.
Up with it?
Yeah.
Okay. And
I have a very wealthy brother.
Great, sir. All right. All right.
My car broke down. He went out and bought me a car. He wrote a check for $25,000. He just walked me out. Get your car. Here you go. He just wrote a check. Come bought me a car.
All right,
thanks.
All right. Let me be quick on the survey, sir, so I don't take much of your time. So how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would you say it has decreased, increased, or
I don't know. I don't think it's changed in the last year.
Would you say that it's
again? I'm not
same?
Real sure. My girlfriend said it may have gone up a little bit, maybe $20 from the last one.
Well, would you say then it has increased over the last
year?
Oh, yeah,
it's increased. Yeah, I guess it's
all
increased
right.
from year
would
to year.
Would you say
it
increased to 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Oh, less than 1%.
Okay. What about in the last 1 to 2, 3 years? How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 to 3 years? Has it decreased, remained the same?
Well, I moved about 2 years ago, but in my previous home, it actually went down.
Oh, would you say it decreased 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Oh, it was probably about a 2% decrease.
Okay. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, what about the last 3 to 5 years? How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 3 to 5 years? Increased, decreased, or remained the same?
Well, it again, two different things. The yellow house, it went down, and I guess this one went up. So, and it's all less than 1%.
Okay, so would you say in that case, in the last 3 to 5 years, it has increased, decreased, or remained the same?
I'll go with the increase, yeah, because I've been here about 3 years.
1 to 10% or over 10%?
1 to 10, but it's definitely less than, you know, it's a $1,300 a year, and it went up $20. So that's a percent of a percent.
What about in the last 5 to 10 years, sir, your home insurance rate, has it increased, decreased, or remained the same?
Well, I'm sure it's gone up.
Okay. From 1 to 10% or over 10%?
Oh, 1 to 10, if not less.
No problem. Thank you for your responses. Moving on quickly. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take, sir? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, or decrease coverage?
I didn't do anything. I just paid the bill.
Okay, no problem. And if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? Would you say in 100% or 80%, 80 to less than 100% or 60% to less than
80%? I have it insured, and we have it insured for 100%.
Okay.
I won't go lower than that. My only other option would to be cancel the insurance and not carry any insurance because I don't need to.
Okay. Well, which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Would you be moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you would not move from your home?
I would not move from my home.
No problem. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Would you say yes or no?
Yes, I would consider it. I mentioned that to you. I own my home. I don't have a mortgage.
So have you already dropped your insurance, sir?
No, but I would consider it. I haven't done it. But the question was to consider. Yeah, I considered it. I thought about it. That doesn't mean we're going to do it.
I understand. And if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would you say federal government, state government, local government, or you feel government should not be involved in recovery costs?
In recovery as far as the damage to my home or damage to, like, the roads and stuff?
Oh, the survey doesn't specify, sir. It just says...
Doesn't specify. Okay. Well, I'll put this. The government should not be involved.
No problem.
For personal property.
No problem. Okay. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from a 1 to 5? Remember, 5 is the highest.
I understand. I would probably say 4.
Okay. What about that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk from a 1 to 5?
I'd probably say 3.
Okay. That new development takes into account hurricane wind risk from a 1 to a 5?
I would say 5.
Okay. And that new development takes into account flood risk from a 1 to a 5?
I would say 4.
Okay. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss from a 1 to a 5?
I would say probably 3.
3? All right, sir, moving on quickly. Thank you for your responses. I just want to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected? Would you say a yes or a no?
No. There's no such thing as sea rising. Sea isn't rising.
Okay, no problem. And most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, which is 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Would you say extremely, moderately, somewhat, or slightly, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
No problem. When you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to other family, proximity to job. You can choose up to 3.
Well,
there's
really no crime where I'm at. I guess the reason why we bought it is the opportunity to purchase where we were already living. That's basically it.
Okay,
we were staying here, and then the opportunity presented itself where we bought the home. And,
okay, so you didn't consider neighborhood, schools, price?
Well, we were living here because of it, the neighborhood, I guess. But
okay.
My girlfriend was living here first, and we bought the home from her parents. She was paying the mortgage, kind of like rent. They own it, but she was paying the mortgage. So, you know, she and I, of course, we fell in love, and I sold my home, and with the proceeds from that, we just bought it from her parents, and we have no mortgage. But I guess to be more concise answering the question, she moved here because it's a dead-end road. It's very rural. It's a very rural neighborhood. Everybody owns a couple of acres per home. It's just very private. And that was the attractability.
Great, sir. So how long do you plan on living on your current address? Would you say less than 1 year, 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 10 to 20, or over 20 years?
Well, I'll probably be dead in 20 years, but I'm planning to live here until I win the Powerball, and then I'll move.
How would you consider it? 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5 years, 5
no,
to 10
No, we're
years.
Staying here until, again, unless something drastically changes, we're staying. We're actually planning on being here for a long time. And,
okay.
and her mom will eventually move in here. And, you know, so it would be the 3 of us here, but that would be a couple of years down the line. So we're already, you know, making some changes to our home to accommodate her mom, her future moving in when that happens.
Okay, so just these last questions. Thank you for your responses, and we'll be finished. Would you say your age? I'm sorry, you did mention your age. You said you were 54. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sure. All right, and moving on, I have to ask this question. Your gender, would you say you're female or male? Or other?
No, I'm a male.
Okay.
I'm definitely a male.
Okay. No problem. And how many people live in your household, sir, including yourself?
Two.
Two?
Two.
And how many are under 12?
None.
And how many are over 65?
None.
Okay, moving on quickly. And we're marital status. I'm sorry, you mentioned you were married with your wife, right?
No. That was years ago. No, I'm with my girlfriend here.
Oh, okay. No problem. And moving on, what is the highest level or grade of school completed by an adult member in your household?
I have a little bit of college.
Great. And moving on, are you of Hispanic Latino descent?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And what racial group do you identify yourself with?
Human. I pass as a Caucasian.
All right, no problem. And moving on quickly, what language is mostly or often spoken in your home?
It's English.
All right. And moving on, sir, just tell me, what is your income range for your household? Would you say under $20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
I'd say about 30.
Okay. All right, sir. And that concludes the survey. Thank you so much for your responses, sir. Thank you for your time. Have a nice day, sir. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Bye.